We've managed to nip it in the bud in Mali. The World Health Organization has declared Liberia Ebola-free on the 9th of May. And the overall trajectory for Sierra Leone and Guinea is still positive and downward, but with bumps on the road, so there's still a lot of work to be done.
The rainy season is about to arrive in West Africa. How is that going to affect the situation?
The rainy season sort of has arrived already, and it does affect operations in terms of logistics. It makes moving people and goods around more difficult. Hence the fact that the World Food Programme has worked on pre-positioning supplies. And also, although it doesn't seem to have a direct effect on Ebola itself, it creates problems because it will bring other diseases like malaria that often show similar symptoms to Ebola. So in that sense, it makes it more complicated because for the time being, people showing those symptoms have to be dealt with as if they are potentially Ebola patients, therefore have to be tested. So we will see the number of people to be tested to go up quite dramatically over the next few weeks.
Is Ebola always going to be in West Africa? How real is the danger of it re-emerging at a later stage?
That danger is real. Ebola is a disease that can survive in an animal population. As long as there are animals in the forest that are carriers of the disease, there will be Ebola in the region, and therefore it can come back to the human population. In fact, we are planning against a, let's say, 50-50 chance of Ebola coming back over the next 12 to 18 months. As it has done in DRC and as it has done in Uganda.
So you really have to guard against complacency.
Absolutely. The next phase in the response has to be is helping the countries put in place a solid, robust, community-based surveillance system.
What are the big lessons that are coming out of this crisis for the affected nations, but also for the wider international community?
A problem of this magnitude, nobody can deal with it alone. No shame in calling on your neighbors and the larger international community to come and help you. Secondly, national leadership. Incredibly important, and I think that was one of the main drivers of success in Liberia. Thirdly, don't forget both your primary beneficiary, but also your biggest ally, the communities. In all countries, and I know Liberia better than the other two, it's communities that self-organized, that didn't wait for the national government, that didn't wait for the international responders and started doing the things, often very good things, to deal with this.
You've spent quite a bit of time in the region. What's the general mood of the population like?
It varies from country to country. I would say that Liberia, happy to be out of the worst, but still very concerned that it might and or will come back. People are still vigilant. People are still washing hands. Sierra Leone and Guinea, a sense of frustration, as we saw in Liberia a few months ago, a sense of frustration, a sense of why is all our effort not bearing fruit, and it will still take some time. So what we need to do now is to transfer that frustration back into a positive energy to go that last mile.